Is this where you're aiming for, you know? And you know, these boys were determined to go all the way and do it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Driven bunch of boys. I knew if we had got to Croke Park, we had some chance. Because these boys, I know all year they probably played within themselves. And at half-time again, we thought we were going to push on and really finish the game out. Probably just seen the finishing line and pulled up a wee bit early. But look, they've set out what they wanted to do and went on and learned. That's just unbelievable. To actually say those words at the Moyer All-Ireland Champions is a massive, massive achievement. Like,
was it a deliberate ploy to try and hit them early with a goal, or did it just sort of happen by the opening just opened for you?
I suppose you always like to start every game early, you know, real, real quick. Like, I don't mind saying, we were up here on Thursday night and we're familiar with the surroundings and we did settle, and I don't know whether they didn't come up, I don't know, but they looked very, very jittery in the first 10 minutes where we looked a wee bit more settled. And I honestly thought we probably should have been further ahead at half time. Some of our use of the ball in the first half wasn't exactly great, to put it kindly. But maybe that just comes with playing in the final, and boys just sort of over-eager in the first half to shoot. But look, we got there in the end. I'd say it wasn't a vintage performance, but it was enough to win today.
Mike, I'm glad we went down to 14 men, but they kicked on and hit the next 4 points. I think, you know, you really lost your way at that stage of the game.
I think every team in an All-Ireland final are going to get a patch, and no matter what way the game was going, they were always going to get a wee period in the game where they were going to control it. And in fairness, they did. They missed a free, they probably would have brought it back to 5, and that would have put us under a bit of pressure. But look, there's serious leadership in that team there, and they've been about the block long enough to know that you just have to keep in the game and play smart football while you're not in control, and hope that it goes all right after that.
Yeah, it's been a brilliant run. I think 9 championship games, you know, and the team just bonded more, like, with each game, got stronger with each game, and the team spirit just grew all the time.
And I know it's another way, it's unbelievable. It is an unbelievable team of lads there. But to win anything, you need a wee bit of luck, and we did. We got a bit of luck along the way. But look, they've been 35 years without winning a championship, so they had no luck for 35 years. They were due a wee bit, and we were just lucky it fell for us this year.
And I mean, for the community, it's been fabulous as well, you know, and there'll be some party in the Moy tonight.
Oh, it'll be unbelievable tonight. It'll be class. Absolutely brilliant. This is what you dream of, like, clubs playing on All-Ireland final day. It'll be absolutely class. I sort of said to the fellas coming home last Saturday night, I said, boys, we just stopped the bus on the bridge. So boys, take a look over there, that's your clubhouse. 6 days, 7 days time, you just want to be coming back over the bridge. We'll walk over the bridge tonight in the Moy. We'll get off the bus, and we'll walk over, and we'll be All-Ireland champions.
But just to sober it down a wee bit, once the celebrations are over, there's a big job on. Senior football's coming down the line, and that's probably even more important than this.
Yeah, in fairness to the clubs in Tyrone, we got a lot of support and backing in the lead up to the Ulster, and even All-Ireland, you know, the amount of times we were given pitches and offered pitches and stuff like that was huge. Like, I think that says a lot about, you know, the camaraderie in Tyrone as well. But you're right, in a few weeks time you start off in Division 1 in the league, and it's back down to porridge again, and everybody wants a shot at you. But look, it's something to look forward to now. I'm sure they'll have to do a big fight for the next 2 or 3 weeks anyway.